This year's Remembrance Day ceremonies in Delta will look more like the traditional parade and service from years past, as the pandemic relaxes its grip. "It's a return to normal, and we're inviting the general public certainly," said Jerry Bramhill, with the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 61, Delta. All of the groups that joined in the parade prior to the pandemic have been invited to this year's event, he added, "so we're expecting a fairly large crowd." The procession starts at the Legion in Ladner Village at about 10:30 a.m. on Friday, November 11. Participants then will march to the cenotaph in Memorial Park, arriving there at about 10:45 a.m. However, anyone participating in the parade should arrive at the Legion by 10 a.m., in order to get organized. Members of the public should get to the cenotaph by at least 10:30 a.m. Three squadrons of cadets, Delta Police, Cubs, Scouts, Brownies, Girl Guides, Delta Fire and Emergency Services and the Royal Canadian Marine Search and Rescue will be joining in. As during previous Remembrance Days, members from the Royal Canadian Legion Branch 289 Sawa Sen will be joining in the parade to the cenotaph in Ladner, said Ken Harvey, Legion President. "It's quite a big parade. It's quite impressive," Harvey said. After the parade in Ladner, the Sawa Sen members return to their Legion for a small ceremony at about 1:30 p.m., followed by luncheon speeches and the arrival of the Delta Police Pipe Band. Then at 3 p.m. a band takes over in the Legion for more entertainment and fellowship. The public is more than welcome to attend. There will also be entertainment and fellowship at the Ladner Legion following their ceremony. In North Delta, the public can join the Kennedy House Senior Society and the City of Delta for a Community Remembrance Day ceremony at the North Delta Social Heart Plaza on November 11 from 10:40 to 11:40 a.m.